Welcome everybody to the July Position of the Month Club monthly call. Hello, hello everybody. Hey Ashton. on my way home from work now, first time on a live chat.
Yay, Kim.
Right on, Kim. Great to have you here. Excellent. Hey, and congratulations. Kim was the first one who signed up for the live one conference coming up here in San Diego, September 8th. And if you haven't checked it out, you need to, because Position of the Month Club have VIP seating. And then we have a cool reception here at the house with us and other summit partners after the event.
Yes, then it.
Yeah. So you go to extraordinarymarriage.com. You don't have to do one or anything. I'll put it in here too. So I just wanted to put that out there right at the top because we are excited. One of our own, Doug, who's listening in today, has been helping with that. So that is awesome. We're excited about that. So like I said, go check it out. Be here or be square.
Hello, 1980s.
Yes.
Welcome to 2018. Be there or be square.
Not yes. Are you going to put that up so we can see?
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay, there we go.
We're all over the place.
And there.
So, okay, let me
do this for you. There we go.
Ta-da.
All right, there we go. Boom, boom, boom. So we can see what is happening. Okay.
Hey, Ashton.
So, yeah, I said Ashton. I said hey.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. So we got some good stuff to go over here for this monthly call. This month is all about fireworks, the firework display within the position, which ties into, obviously, the 4th of July for those of us here in the States. Mm-hmm. We brought this around for the marriage inspiration piece. We brought this around electronics. We talked about this last year, but we wanted to talk about it again, mm-hmm. Simplify it for you guys, show you some things that we're going to start using ourselves. And together challenge each other to get off of our electronics a little bit more and even discuss how we interact here in the position of the month.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that came out of this is that it's very easy, even if you have a designated spot for your phones, it's very easy to drift over to where the phones are, so to speak. It's a family rule in our house that all of the electronics sleep we have a multiple unit charger.
Yeah.
So it has, I think, 10 slots.
Yeah.
10 slots, I
think.
Oh my God. A few of them don't work now, so it's probably down to 8, but started out as a 10 slot and a couple Android, mostly Apple. But that's where all of us try and sleep. But you can still find anybody in our family, even if the phones are all on the chargers, drifting over there. So I was having a conversation with one of my coaching clients.
And just as an FYI, guys, Summit Partners. You guys have access to the membership site. So when you signed up, you have your username, password, where to go get all that information. Since May, we've also changed that every month you get the position post. So that way you can just search in your email position post and everything will be right there for you as well. So we're trying to make that easy. So if you haven't looked at the marriage inspiration for this month, go grab it. I think it's 3 sheets.
Exactly.
I think it's 3 sheets total. Download them. And print them off.
So back to that conversation mm-hmm. with the client, we were talking about phones and electronics. And so she actually shared with me that they had picked up this device on Amazon. Hold on, I've got it right here. Called a K-Safe. And it looks like this. If you can see the display right there, see that little guy? This is the extra large. It does hold iPads. Without their cases, it holds our phones and anything else, presumably, that you'd want to put in there. But here's the thing with that timer. I'm actually going to do this on here. So if you... Okay, so let's see if it'll focus. Okay, so I put it down for a month. Now push on the... No, I don't want to go that long.
Oh, you don't want to go that long.
This is just demonstration purposes.
Oh.
Okay, let's try this again. We didn't practice this beforehand, can you tell? So you set it. And then you push on there. It's now counting down. I did.
Oh, you push.
It's on. Counting down. So it's telling you you've got 5 seconds. And then can you see the little on either side? We just got this. That's why we're playing with it. So this now can sit on the counter. You can set it up for, I think, a couple days.
Yeah,
it
said days on that.
It said days. That's a really long time for us. We'd never go that long. Maybe.
Might.
We might. That could be like a weekend thing. But so you can't get in it. The only way to get in this, once it's locked, is actually to break the base. And so this is something that we've
identified. I don't know if you want to break the base. I mean, this thing's like 60, I think it's $70. So, you know, part of the reason.
Well, it would be an emergency if you were.
Yeah, I mean, if you had to. But it's just something we wanted to share with you guys so you can see it. And we'll put a link up to that here when we're done so you guys can look at it. So we're just looking at ways, and especially with the book club book this month called Irresistible.
It's only got like 10 seconds left, so I want to, okay, 4 seconds. I just want you guys to see how the wings come back in when it's all done. See? And now you can get back in.
Now you can get back in.
Hello.
So I shared an interview with the author of this month's book, Irresistible, here in the Facebook group. Check it out, that interview. If you don't want to read the book, you can listen to him, and it's pretty staggering how electronics are really impacting our marriages. And so when we look at the one family, and we even look at our own marriage, we're constantly trying to determine how are we in the one family and position of the month club, how are we going to overcome those things? Because they throw us off, right? Elise and I have had some pretty frank and candid conversations, and it's very interesting to me on how we're attached to these. They go off, we look at them, we're grabbing them, and so we went through what we shared with you guys in the Marriage Inspiration that, hey, how are we setting this up? We're going to be taking off at the end of the month for a few days and just setting parameters around this. And for you guys, if you're doing coffee breaks or you're talking or you're doing, I know some of you are still doing, why did it just space my mind? Tammy, State of Our Marriage.
Yes.
Because I know Tammy and Aaron still do their State of Our Marriage. And so thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel on that? Give me some feedback. Give us some feedback.
Well, one of the things, so I've read most of the book, and there's a lot of biology. Like the first half talks about the biology, not the first half, probably first third, talks about addiction and the biology of behavioral addiction and just the impact that all of these screens are having on us. And one of the things that really hit me, because I hear from so many people that talk about having trouble sleeping. We know that fatigue is a huge factor in marriage challenges and marriage conflict. It's why I tell all my coaching couples, do not start a serious conversation after 9 o'clock unless you two are figuring out what sex position you're going to get into, because it's very hard to have a productive conversation when you're that fatigued.
Yeah.
Well, then you throw in the fact on page 70, he's talking about the impact of blue light, and blue light's what our screens give off. And what he said in there is that when blue light hits the back of your eyes, the pineal gland stops producing melatonin and your body prepares for the day. And this was one of those sentences. I mean, he's got all kinds. I've marked up my book. I've got things dog-eared. I mean, my books get used, but this was one of those lines that really just hit home to me, and especially around this idea of marriage, is that we're spending so much time glued to our screens collectively, and Tony and I fall into this category, that we're not ever allowing our bodies to go into this place where you can sleep, right? Where, you know, because he talks in here about, you know, there's a reason that we gravitate towards like the fire pit and that red orange light at the end of the day. That's just our body's natural draw to sleep producing. And so when we keep interrupting those melatonin cycles, then all of a sudden we're in this constant hyper state, hyper aware, hyper interactive, hyper engaged state, because we're constantly thinking it's daytime and we don't ever get rest. And as couples, if we don't get rest, that is a bad thing. Like, I'm just going to call it, I don't use bad very often, but that is a bad thing for your marriage. So it's really thinking about how can we put parameters around the light specifically and the device, more specifically of our devices. And so it's really, that was one of those lines that I shared with Tony. And I'm mm-hmm. like, we talk about having trouble sleeping.
Here's something really interesting too. Right now we're running a poll all around romance. And if you haven't seen it, go to our IG story. We posted it up there. You can go do it. And I'll put a link here too. So here's one of the interesting things that we're already finding, and we have already had over 100 respondents to it. And we say, what's the biggest, I think the question is basically, you know, what's the biggest thing that's hindering you from romancing your spouse? Mm-hmm. And the number one, number two spot, and it's going back and forth, is time, which is interesting because I think even in my own self, and again, we're going through life, and so we see things differently, and we're approaching it, and then we'll catch ourselves going, well, I don't have time, and then I can see that I've spent, you know, 30 minutes flipping through Instagram or this or that, and before you know it, I'm like, oh, well, I don't have enough time. Well, in actuality, I do, and am I taking that time? So we just wanted to throw that out to you guys. There's certificates in there that, hey, if you go through the challenge, somebody even wants to set it up and do a challenge here for, you know, we could do a 3, we could do a 5, we could do a 7-day. We'd be happy to support you guys in that, get on board with that. I think it'd be awesome if there were a number of us who want to do that. Obviously, it's never going to be a perfect timing, but hey, we can do something and do that as a team to just help each other. And what's the impact it's having on each and every one of us? So that's cool. Ashton said, Kate's phone has been broke the last couple of weeks and only working sporadically. So that's helped me to be off mine. Isn't that interesting? Like, your spouse's goes down. So it's like, well, now I'm not going to use mine. And Elise and I found this out on a number of vacations that we've taken, because typically when we go on vacation, we'll use the hotel safe and we'll just throw it in there. And I remember we went to Puerto Rico some 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just threw that thing in there. We went to Peru, threw that in there. At the end of the month, we're going to be staying on the Queen Mary. Our travel agent found us a place on the Queen Mary. We've already talked about, like, hey, we're going to put it in there. I heard somebody else speaking about phones and usage and just going, hey, we use them for cameras. Just put it on airplane mode so it's not dinging. Mm-hmm. So you're just using it as a camera, because we still want to take those moments and have those pictures, but we don't need to be then uploading it to whatever device or whatever platform, I should say. And then, hey, welcome, Liz. Great to have you.
Shanna says, I've heard that you have time for what you make time for.
Isn't that the truth?
It's true. It's true.
And Shanna makes time every week, right, for a bath. I'm surprised you're not in your bath right now, Shanna.
Well, she didn't say she wasn't.
Oh, that's true. All
right. She was said that they're both washing on separate phones. She can't call that. It's a good thing you guys know us so well.
We love you guys.
So,
all right.
You want to talk about
the event? I want to talk about the position
okay.
that we have this month, because I think it's a fun one. And I'm going to just lift them up because, and I know you guys got pictures, but too much light.
Focusing. There.
Can you guys see those guys? And if you don't, there, you know, you guys got them all. But it's called the fireworks display. As you can tell, her arms are back, legs are spread out, his legs are spread out. And see, Travis said she is. Boom. Called it. Yeah, 7 o'clock over there. It has to be, right? So that's where her legs are splayed out.
I love that. I'm going to
the dark side. What did Tammy say? I'm going to the dark side and getting Android, so I won't know what to do with it. So phone time will now be minimal. No, it won't, because I went from an Android to an iPhone, and I caught on quick.
Well, and not only that, I mean, it's not like Android. You can't do anything on an Android. I mean, right. You were all over it still when you were on your Android.
Sorry about the focusing, man. This thing is like trying to constantly focus.
It just thinks I'm more beautiful.
Ashton would be in for a challenge. Cool. All right. If we can get some more folks up for a challenge, we can kick this thing off. And I'd be up for it. I mean, Elise and I put these things up there. We challenge ourselves in different ways, and not in the sense that we're looking at a month at a week. But we just talked about, how are we going to shut these things down, put it in the locker. One of the things that we determined when we were out on our last coffee break, just talking a little bit, we're going to drill a hole in the locker, so that way when it's locked in there, it's still being able to get charged. So people can't, like, especially the kids can't be like, well, now it's not charged, and then they got to go to school in the morning and this, that, and the other. So for those of you who do pick up the locker, again, I'll put the link up for that. Mm-hmm. Positions. Check it out. The fireworks display. How are the positions going for you guys? I'd love to hear some feedback. Are you liking them? Are the pictures doing good? Is the video doing good? Are you trying them? I like them personally.
They work for us, but just because it works for us doesn't mean it works for everybody else.
Right. I mean, are you finding them challenging at time? Are you making sure that even though it's a challenge, not getting frustrated with it or with your spouse and then not coming to it? I mean, we don't want to cause arguments by any means, but we do know that getting into new positions can cause some tension at times.
Oh yeah, we've been it. I mean, we've definitely had those moments where I'm like, forget it, I don't want to play Twister. You guys have heard me make the Twister comment numerous times on the show, and I'm like, just give me Old Faithful, because Twister is not happening tonight. So we've had those moments.
Yeah.
But definitely. I think for us, knowing that there's a new position every month, and we'd love to get your feedback on this, it just keeps us from always falling back to Old Faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It allows us to say, okay, you know what? What if, right? Or could we? And I think that's one of the things that I see so often with the couples that I coach who aren't in the Position of the Month Club, who are, you know, very much like, we just do the same thing over and over again. And I'm like, first of all, Position of the Month Club.
Right.
Secondly, you know, doing the same thing over and over does get boring. I mean, there's a place for it. It's nice to know what works, but there's something to be said for having a little variety, for having, you know, even just looking at the position every month, guys, and saying, okay, how could we do this? Even if, yeah. Because I know a lot of you modify it, and that's awesome. Like, you have complete autonomy to do so, but it's saying, okay, you know what? Let's think this through. Mm-hmm. How would this work for us? How does this work in our dynamic? You know, what are we going to have to do to make this happen for the two of us? And there's a lot to be said for having those types of conversations in marriages, because I can tell you that most couples are not having those kinds of conversations.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. How does that sound? Do you guys feedback on that? Beginning.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to discuss the event coming up a little bit. If you guys have questions, put them in here, be it on the chat, in Zoom, if you're on Zoom, in the comments here on Facebook. And actually, before we go to the event, I did want to share this, because we do talk about touchy subjects. And it can be tough to even bring them up on Facebook or other areas that are public. So, and with what we're discussing this month about devices, and are we pulling you away from your spouse? I find a lot of them difficult, Shanna. Okay, why? Is it because you're back?
Tony, he's like, I need more definition around that.
No, I'm just asking because.
No, that's a good question, because it's difficult. Can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Yeah, and that's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're constantly looking to get better. And with that, meaning the dynamics of being able to discuss things with you guys is really important to us. We want to put these calls on not just to talk and only be about Elisa and I, but about you guys. So, Travis... All right, I gotta keep my train of thought here real quick. So, yeah. So think about that, though, because we want the club to enhance your marriage. And I think many of you will agree that groups that are talking about what you're making for dinner, business groups, you can get lively conversations. In ours, it can be a little bit less conversation because of the nature of what we're doing. It does not mean, though, that you can't reach out to us. Any position posts we send out to you, any weekly scoop we send out to you, if you have a comment, if you have feedback, if you need prayer over something, email us back. Heather, who many of you have had contact with, is amazing. She tags everything, and Elisa and I get in there just so you know. Because, this isn't just about Elisa and I. So a number of you are talking here, so let me see what's going down.
Okay, well, first of all, it's not because they involve Travis. Travis is her favorite part of trying the position, so I just want to address
Hello,
that.
Oh, Travis. I love you, brother. I love you, dude.
So she goes on to say, I think the more important piece is the attitude with which you approach the ideas. So physical limitations, yes, but also the attitude with which you approach the new ideas.
Yeah. So like the mental attitude, she's mm-hmm. saying. Yeah. Makes sense. Because it is out of your comfort zone and you got to take a little more time to get into it. And Elisa and I have faced that. I believe you. More so you than me, though. I think you have that limitation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even like this month. We haven't done this month yet. Because it's going to take Elisa more work to think through it. Instead of just lying there on the bed, she's going to have to be like, oh, I got to actually get up on top of you and do something. It's the truth, you guys. It's a dang, honest truth.
I love these calls because they're just so, so real. Cade says, trying them every...
Cade, Ashton.
Ashton and Cade, yes. Oh. This month is definitely a work in progress, but really like the challenge of trying something. Let's just do that. But really like the challenge of trying something new while communicating with my spouse. Never really communicated about these things before.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Tammy says, I need more strength and flexibility for a lot of these positions, but it's good because it's making me want.
What's it doing though? All right, your phone's driving me nuts.
Oh, because it's making me want to.
I need more strength. Oh, from Cade, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I need more strength flexibility for a lot of these positions, but it's good because it's making me want to. Cool. Shanna, okay, so here's something to also think about when we're in these positions. And for those of us who are getting a bit older and we have some...
Speak for yourself.
I'm just saying for older, and you don't even have to be old. I mean, you could be young and still have... You could have had a back injury, a knee injury, a hip injury, or whatever. We have the Amazon shop, so you can go to OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com/Amazon shop. I know we have in there the wedge. Mm-hmm. That's I think the main one we have in there. There are a number of different products out there to help with this. So if it is a physical limitation, don't hesitate to try new things that allow you to be in a position without pain, because they're out there. There are products out there that allow, be it a chair. Mm-hmm. There are different chairs out there that have cool like swoops and stuff, so you're not just laying on a flat bed. The wedges I've seen like even like sort of like a ball.
Yeah, there's. I mean, we did a Daily Step show. I can't remember exactly within the last month where we were talking about physical disabilities and limitations and things like that. And just even doing some research for that show to see number of different devices that are out there. And that really, some of the idea for that particular show, just to kind of share this with you guys, came from a couple that you've probably heard on every 100th episode that we do. A couple in their 60s, 70s.
Chuck.
Yeah. They're probably in their 70s now.
And he had like,
there's like hip replacement and he's sleeping in a recliner and all this kind of stuff. And he's the one all those years ago on episode 100 that talked about finding wedges to allow him to actually be in bed with his wife and to be able to be intimate with her. And he was the one that said, hey, these things are out there. Yeah. And so don't let the limitations keep you from having the sexual intimacy. You may have to do a little Googling, right, to find what it is, but they're out there.
What's up, Jeff? I was going to say, Shanna, did you just mention, What's your trapezing? I don't know if the trapezing is the right word to say.
Was it the hammock or like?
Yeah, what's the hammock thing, Shanna? That I know you've used and you've mentioned to us. So, and if you can give me a link to that, if it's on Amazon, I'll put it in our Amazon shop for folks too, because that would be awesome. So basically what we're saying is that you're going to have to just look at those things. And what does it look like if you can't get into a position? Make your modifications. If there is a position that you do use and we haven't shared it yet, send it my way. You can find it. I mean, if it's online somewhere, or if you want to just, you know, stick figure it and pencil draw it, I'll take care of the rest. I'll get our Pink and Floyd going. That's what I mean. It's more about the.
Yes, as you're talking about, because you were talking mindset. And
yes.
It's more about the willingness to try the positions and the positions themselves.
Right. But what's that hammock thing you use?
The yoga trapeze.
That's the next one I saw.
Pay attention. Good thing. This is why we work so well together. But I want to talk to that mindset thing a little bit, because it's also, it doesn't necessarily have to be wrapped around the positions themselves. You can be in this place where you're willing to try new things. It may not be the exact position. You know, it may not be firework display. It may be, you know, what happens if we just roll over 90 degrees? Or, you know, and to say, there's a gift that we give to our spouses, and this goes for men and for women, that says, I'm willing to try something new with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is, I'm willing to try something new. I mean, there have been times over the last, well, probably the last year, now that Position of the Month Club's a year old, where...
It's more than a year.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to all our founders.
To all the founding members. Happy anniversary, guys. Like, all of a sudden, that just hit me.
All our awesome partners.
That there's definitely been a shift happening, I know, in our marriage, and I think in a lot of Position of the Month Club members, where maybe it's not the exact position, but there's a willingness to say, let's try this.
Right.
And that's the gift, right? Maybe you look at the position and you're like, that's going to be hard. Well, instead of going into this place of shutdown and like, I don't really want to. Instead of be like, okay, this one looks like it's going to be a challenge for me. What can we do together? Because it always comes back to the fact that when it comes to your sexual intimacy, the two of you are a team. So what can you do together, whether it's the yoga trapeze, whether it's, you know, swinging from the rafters, whether it's, you know, making
in the tub,
sure,
in the shower, wherever you're at.
I mean, I can't tell you guys, you want to talk about a simple fix in our marriage? It happened when we figured out that we could put the heating pad that we use for back pain on the sheets.
During the winter months.
During, well, whenever it's like below 60. So I don't want to limit myself. So that I wasn't cold and I had a willingness to be knit. You want to talk about a game changer in our marriage for new positions, for willingness to try new things. I just had to be
warm. For willingness to have sex when it was cold.
Yes. I just had to be warm, you know? And so that's where you get into this. It goes back to, you know, what's our theme for this year? And the theme for this year is, what can I do? And that willingness to try the positions themselves, that willingness to try something new, that willingness to say, here I am, all goes back to hashtag what can I do?
Yeah. I love it, man. You guys have been awesome today too. You guys have been awesome. I love the feedback. If there's one thing that, man, having done one for 8.5 years now, and most of it, as you guys know, found us through the podcast, there's no greater joy than having your guys' feedback. Really. That's one of the biggest reasons we wanted to start Position of the Month Club. Was to just have a community of those sort of in the inner circle, you know, and it's evolved and it's growing, but it's great because when we get behind those microphones each and every week and we get to talk, and Lisa and I get to talk, we know we're talking to you, but we don't get that feedback. And so to have you guys and to laugh with you guys, and we know many of you guys have been in our homes and we've gone on vacations and together and stuff. And so, it's really cool. And so the next thing that we're moving into, and we started and shared at the beginning of the call, was the One Conference coming here to San Diego in September. I can't convey how much we're wanting to see you guys, really. I mean, the reason we're putting this on and we're developing these is because I want to get outside of talking to our microphones and really just being with you guys. Because there's honestly, when I wake up in the morning to the time we're going to bed, I'm thinking about how do we reach people in their marriages and help them grow and have extraordinary marriages. Because the emails we get every day of people just in a place of hurt, just it literally hurts me at times. Mm-hmm. So we're excited. And if you can make it out here, September 8th, it's going to be in San Diego. I will say this is not going to be the only one. It's going to be the first one. And you who can be here giving us feedback is going to allow us to go across this country and reach more people and see you guys wherever you may be. I know we have a big contingency in Oklahoma, Dallas, Virginia. Mm-hmm. I know those are sort of some areas, and yeah, obviously here in San Diego. So get signed up. We have the early bird special going on right now. We only have 80 spots when I say that.
Total.
So that's for couples. So 80 couples.
Actually,
80 couples.
Yeah, we've had a few people sign up.
Yes, we have. Yeah, we've had people already signed up, and the early bird closes in 2 weeks from the time of this recording. So get here. We want to see you. We want to hang out with you. Again, Position of the Month Club partners, Summit partners. We're having that evening reception here at our house. We may convince some of those musician types in the club, bring their instruments and play some music for us while we all eat and have fun. So we're excited. Go to extraordinarymarriage.com. Invite your friends too. This isn't just for club members. Invite your friends. Tell your folks. You know, it's going to be a packed day. We have the agenda on that page so you can see what we're going to be talking about. But get ready. It's going to be fun. And we got some surprises up our sleeve.
Absolutely. And yeah, this is a great thing to invite people to, because I know a lot of you have those friends who...
Kim's question.
Kim, we're working on a list of hotels that are in the area. Both close to
the venue close to us.
And close to our home. I will be getting that together by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. So that you can have that, because I had a coaching client ask me about that yesterday.
And we also have our travel agent. We'll give her email. Teresa, she is our travel agent. And she finds like this smoking deal. So like our trip up to the Queen Mary coming up. When we went to Vegas with the Hartleys, she got us a smoking deal. So it just depends on what you're going to want to spend. But we'll have her information as well, so she can go search in for you. And she already knows. I talked to her yesterday about sharing that. So we'll get that to you, Kim. Again, it's our first one, so we're putting some pieces together. We should have had that together before we opened, but that was one of those things. Until you asked, and I saw it come through, we missed it.
What I was saying is that I know that a lot of people have friends who go to marriage retreats, do marriage retreats. First of all, it's not a retreat. We're not retreating you to anything.
We're going to advance our marriage.
This is all about, you know, you want to put a name on it because people need to have a name. Call it a workshop because we're going to be doing some work, right? We're going to be getting into this place just like we do every week on the show where there is, thank you, Travis, where there is an action item. This day is going to be packed with different action items. It's going to be time for you to not just connect with your spouse, but to connect with the one family. It's going to be opportunities to hear from folks in the one family. Like, we're going to be doing live hugs instead of the recorded hug that you hear on the show. So, you know, things like that maybe you've got those friends that have been like, we need to do something for our marriage. This is the something. Right? This is going to be a full day of us pouring into you guys, a full day of, you guys know how powerful the one family is.
Yeah.
It's a gift that we were given that we didn't even know we needed when we started the One Extraordinary Marriage show 8.5 years ago. We did not envision at that point in time what the one family would become. And there is a reason that Tony ends every show with love you guys.
Yeah.
Because that's how we feel. That's how we feel about all of you. You in the club are like, you're like the close family that we like to keep really, really close, mm-hmm. which is why you'll have VIP seating, because you will be the closest ones to us.
It's true.
Because you know the culture that we have here at the One Family. You know what this looks like. You've got kind of the inside scoop. And if you've got those people in your life that need a little dose of One Love, this would be the event to get them to. And you know, maybe you're even thinking, if you're coming, maybe you buy a ticket for that couple that you're like, they just need to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can step out in faith and say, if I get them a ticket, they'll show up, because I'm going to like stick them in the car and I'm not going to give them a choice. I mean, that's one way to do it. I'm love camp. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then what did Ashton
say? That is something that we need to work on, but I'm more into like the glamping these days, not camping.
We look forward to the new position each month and the resources that we get. Awesome, Ashton. We love hearing that. I mean, we do pour in a lot. And constantly want to get better and better. And we were trying to figure out how to make it in September. Awesome. 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 Yeah. So I just want to put that out there for you guys, because I want to make sure you guys get in at the early bird, early bird rate if you want to make it out here. That's what we're putting out. Doug said an event that's no other. Not your boring marriage conference. Nope. And you will meet folks who share the same mindset about marriage. That's right.
They don't, they will by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Just saying. Just saying. Because you can't spend a whole day with us and have a shift.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you guys are around, if you're staying for the weekend, I'll say this. Saturday is all about you guys. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're ending it here at the house. Not sure what we're catering in yet, but it's going to be some good food. We're hanging.
I'm guessing it'll probably be Mexican, because you're all coming to California, so we'll probably do.
Yeah, we love our taco stands. Fun taco carts or whatever. Make your own. If you're staying for the weekend, Sunday morning, we go to church at C3 where we're holding the event. That's where we actually hold our services. We're there at 10 a.m. If you're coming into town, you're staying, and you want to join us there, it's open. We want you there. You can hang with us. We love it. We absolutely just love to have you there for the day. And typically we go out to lunch afterwards. A California favorite, In-N-Out Burgers, right down the street from.
It will be on the list of restaurants that everybody gets for the event.
Yeah.
The other thing too, if you're coming in on Friday, you all know that we have a son that plays football, and there is a home game Friday night. So even with the event first thing Saturday morning, we will be at the football field, which is just a couple miles from our house on Friday night. So you're welcome to come join us for that too. Yeah. So it's going to be a packed weekend. Like you said, if you come in on Friday and you're staying until Sunday, you can do life with the DeLorenzos all weekend.
You'll see the good, the bad, and just the fun family. So you get all of it. Let's just put it that way. But more, like I said, more importantly, this is about us just seeing you guys, because there's, to me, when it's seeing you guys who've come out here, shout out to like Doug who came out, Tammy and Aaron, we saw, in March, I think that was in March, April. We saw those guys. Hartley's we saw in February. Hickson's have been out. We've seen you guys, and this is just a way for us to just all hang out and keep doing it. The goal, I'll tell you, big vision goal is that we'll have a one cruise, and we'll go cruising down in the Caribbean. Because
Shanna, I need it warm. Enough of this cold, like Las Vegas stuff.
Yeah. So that's it. Anything else?
I don't think so. Unless you guys have any questions.
Do you guys have anything else before we go?
Give me a minute.
One thing we learned a long time ago when we used to do small groups at our church, when you're talking too much as leaders and facilitators, the best thing you can do, and this is just a little tidbit, and sometimes even with your spouse, you got to just shut up. Because you got to let people get their minds to where they're at. And we used to do this because we'd be talking about sex in church, and people would be like, ugh. We just have to shut up and then let everybody talk. So that's just a little deal. Love you too, Jeff, man. I'm excited. You guys are coming. I want to see you guys at the event. Next month's position. Be there in a minute where your kids bang on the door and you have to keep focused. That position seems really difficult for Shanna, but not too bad for me. It would be good to keep practicing that one to improve ability to focus and ignore. Woo.
Was it last month we had that?
Yes. Oh my God.
I'm not sure what that actually looks like with Pink and Floyd, but They're probably not even in the same
I think bed. That, yeah, I was going to say, it's sort of like they're running or something like that. I love that.
That's, be right back.
That is, gosh, that is funny. Okay, I'm going to have to write that one down. All right. Love you guys.
You got it.
I'm going to put some links in here for you guys that I told you about, which was what? The romance poll.
Yeah.
The romance.
Oh, the
just so you guys can fill out that romance poll that we're doing right now, we're going to put a cool infographic together on that one here. Should be out in August, early
we'll
August.
We'll look and see if there's the yoga thing on Amazon.
Amazon will add that link to Amazon.
We'll get hotels in the area here in the next couple of days and Teresa's information.
And Teresa, that's all that. Okay, so that's it. All right, you guys. Love you. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you next month. And again, if you need anything, just reply back to any of those emails. You guys get them, reply to them, and we'll get to it. All right. Love you guys.